started this little series last week called Trick the Point. It's kind of a little chance to recap for those who were here last week. We just talked about how the joy of the trial, which some of you can have different ones, we spoke about joy. We can have joy in our trials because what happens is that trials will reveal our true signature. Use those words that we said. The reason why we could have joy in our trials is because we say trials will make us stronger, help us grow, like you said. We find that we can spend all the time to get on top of this conference. We also said about the trials that when we look at the trials, we can see that they just go to the right to pass through. Those practical things, and I know my chance likes the practical things, can do the work right to the front. That's involved in today, by the way. It also involves this morning. We're going to James chapter 1. We're going to read the verses from 19 to 21. I'm going to read them one by one. They're about the middle of the passage. So let me start by reading this particular verse from 19. And dear brother and sister, take note of this. In other words, this goes. Okay, here. Here's the case for you. This is what the world needs, I think. I think the world needs one thing to consider. Because we live in a world that is so complicated. Just think of your own life, my own life, how many times I've said those words, and at the moment that I was thinking, I'm also like a guy who's over 2 minutes, can't do the foot of the back. But I also want to warn you about a little temptation this morning. The temptation this morning would be this statement. So let's get into it. James. My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be slowly. Just like last week, I kind of want to send James in your temple somewhere. How did you hurry up and get to it? Can you get a little closer to it? What is James doing? I think what James is trying to say is that in our interaction with other people, our first action is always to when I talk to you, when I'm trying to tell you what matters in my life and how I feel, my expectation is that at least you'll give me a little chance to say how I feel before you tell me what to do. Let me give you an example about it. When you are in a conflict, or a difficult situation, or you actually have a difficult conversation, what is the first thing that you and I open? What is the first thing? My own. What is the first thing I actually expect the other person? supposed to feel okay? They're you, right? We want exactly the same thing. Both of us want to have the other one to listen to me. Doesn't actually mean that I want you to say I'm right or to agree with me. All I'm asking you is to hear me. Because here's the thing. I can't hear you. I want to figure out that you have taken a moment to at least say that you can you imagine how I used to be able to do you
So what was the argument about bringing away walking? Who did the people say about that? Jesus returned. Why do you think Jesus asked the question? Give more about your lives. Give more about what was going on in their lives. Do you want to get healed? Because he asked the question, the guy says, look what's going on in my life, and he can speak into that person's life. He was healed. Why are you crying? Because he wants to know what's going on in their life, and he wants to care for your life. Peter, do you love me? Because Peter says, sorry, Lord, I messed up. And he didn't do this. He didn't do this. Jesus didn't care so much about his wife. What we do that the first of the when we look at the other person, what they say, what they say, for them, what they see, and what they experience, and what they say is the truth. That's their perspective. That's their truth. It doesn't matter if I think you're wrong. It doesn't matter if I think why you're saying that way. For them, that's how they feel. That's their reality. That's their truth. I'm going to go to the
Otherwise, it would be quick to know. It's not as if it's going to be fast. Because you would take it. But not if you. When it's all about my righteousness, that's when it's all about my righteousness, and it's all about your righteousness, what happens? My righteousness and your righteousness, and you will get something that you can do. God doesn't want us to be right. It's easy to do the argument. Oh, I'm right. I'm always right. And I'll tell you that I'm right. And everyone needs to know I'm right. Cool. You want the argument? That's great. Oh, we just met. I want the argument. That's the word. Why is this being prevented? I don't know what Jesus said, if there was someone who could stand in his room and say, I'm right. You think I've got God's soul? Well, it's something that has scared my soul. See it? See these things? They're fine. I'm right. You can do that. You know the truth is for it. You never wanted to be right. What do you do with that? You just fight the opposite. Paul explains the bread, which took us right off the community. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, that's all of us. A new creation has come. So the old is gone. The new is here. Now look at this. All of this is where God has been recognized. Hold on. What is the word reconciliation? God made us right in Christ. And what did he do? He prayed. The ministry to do what? To be right with each other. To go reconcile. God was reconciling the world in Christ. Not, look at this, not counting people's sin against them. Jesus said, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, and I'm right. God said, the Greek word is cleaver. It means to take off your jacket. And actually, it comes from people who used to sell on hard times. And they had to break the thing. And all of their children were guilty, and they were guilty, and they could come to the house and they could take the thing off the side of them. Take off your jacket. Do that.
moral filth. Moral filth is all these things that I do against other people. All these times where I think so much more of myself than I think of my brother or my sister. All of these times when I want to be first, when the Bible says the first shall be last, and the last shall be first. This moral filth is this stuff that makes me lonely. The stuff that makes me bitter. The stuff that takes me away from all other people. And the church is this life that Jesus Christ has saved and reconciled and won and told in his love and good. This is the life today. Jesus. Take it all. But somehow I think this is why today. Many of us walk around with this little talk this way. I'm going to try to keep it quiet. So they can all go and do the they can get rid of all moral filth for the tool that is so clearly taken from us. I'm going to be able to do it. I'm going to be able to do it.